He wasn't sorry he had done it. Liza Perdue was alive and unharmed, and they had stopped the murdering bastards and saved another little girl from an unspeakable fate. But there were moments when he wondered how in the world he could ever be any good for anyone anymore. When he had been able to get up and move around, albeit painfully, he hadn't left the parsonage. The Methodist Church was now home to a long-term care facility of sorts. Two elderly citizens of Tiptonville were there, along with Jeremy, mainly because none of them had a family to care for them. There were also the orphans, just a handful of them, but the kids sought him out regularly. And of course, there was Reverend Thomas, who was growing more forgetful by the day. Jeremy had never been much of a religious man, although his parents had been regular attendees of the Church of Christ nearby at 515 Church Street. That tiny church's ruined, fire-blackened bricks still stood, but not much else. Something appealed to him about the Methodist Church, however, especially after something that Reverend Thomas had said to him early in Jeremy's recovery.